I'm Bob McCormick. Special edition of Money 101. Are you prepared for earthquake or fire? This was heard on KFWB 20 years ago tomorrow.
KFWB News Time 502. I'm Ken Jeffries along with Jane Bauer, John Brooks, Jack Popejoy, our earthquake reporting team. We went through, from what we understand, a magnitude 6.5 quake in the L.A. Basin. KFWB's Bill Cooper at Caltech perhaps can pinpoint it for us a little further. Bill, can you do it?
I wish I could,
yep.
And they wish they could. Frenzy here at Caltech Seismo Lab. Dr. Kate Hutton, as I came into the room, writing what she could say on the blackboard.
She's writing it out now, 4:31 a.m. Magnitude 6.5 or larger, somewhere in the L.A. area. We're working on it. Is that it, Dr. Hutton?
That's what we know right now, yeah.
Okay. It'll take them a while. It'll take them a good 45 minutes, I would say, before they can be more precise.
Now, once again, 20 years ago, today we're dealing with live coverage of the fire in Glendora. I'm Bob McCormick. Home Inspector John Wilhelm is here and insurance attorney Robert Berg. What you need to know about being prepared, and let's talk about these insurance policies. And you may have a question about what's covered, what's not covered. There are about 900 companies that write homeowners policies. Each policy can differ. The most offer a standard type of policy, provides for coverage of the house and other structures. Cheaper policies cover less. So let's zero in on this, Robert. There's a policy, if my home is destroyed, called replacement value, which you need to know what the value of your home is. So how do you update that and make sure that your policy is up to date on what your home is worth?
Well, that's a good point. In fact, it raises the issue we talked about before, which is being prepared. So every time you do any kind of work on your house, you will have to report it to your insurance company. Your premium will go up a little bit, but you'll be able to replace your house.
Does your home have a value on the insurance policy? The
yes, structure it does. It has a maximum limit. And 20 years ago, there was something called guaranteed replacement costs. Because the insurance industry lost money on that, that isn't available. You can get your limit, and then a lot of policies will say a limit plus, so you can get 125% of your limit, but that's it. An important part also is code upgrade coverage.
Okay, John, talk about that code upgrade and what you need to know about.
Well, code upgrade would be if you have a part of your house that was destroyed and you have to have that rebuilt, there's going to be sometimes electrical upgrades and structural upgrades that are required. And even though you didn't have them, the insurance, because you have the upgrade clause, will cover those items. And it can be significant. You know, things like shear panels on the outside of the house, they didn't have those normally during the quake. The stucco was just put right on the exterior studs. Now you have to have plywood, which is the shear paneling, keeps the house from shaking and twisting. And then again, electrical upgrades for things like kitchens. If your kitchen was destroyed and it gets completely rebuilt, you're going to have electrical upgrades and possibly structural upgrades too.
John, Robert, explain, if you would, the way in which, if you do these upgrades and repairs, the insurance company will pay you back.
Well, they will pay you back, after a loss. They won't pay you to help upgrade your house, but they'll pay you after a loss so that when you go get your permit to rebuild your house, you will get paid 100% for everything to build up to code. So if you had a house that was built 30 years ago and they had different codes, you could be out, as we were saying, could be $50,000, and the insurance company, since it pays for like, kind, and quality, wouldn't pay to repair it. If you have code upgrade, you get to repair to today's code.
Okay, so you get, and I'm still confused, if my house got destroyed, whether I'd be able to rebuild the same house under a policy. What kind of policy do I need to have to make sure that happens?
You need to have just a standard policy, but you need code upgrade coverage, or you could be out of pocket. And in fact, you might not even be, well, you could get the permits, but you might not have the money to implement the construction.
Okay. Earthquake insurance policies often carry a percentage deductible. What is that usually, 15%?
15% is standard, yes.
Instead of a dollar amount. And that can range, for up to 20%, I guess, in some places, for replacement value. So coverage for other kinds of damage may result from earthquakes, as we know, fire, water damage due to bursting gas and water pipes. Now, we got folks, of course, who are going to have some damage probably from the Glendora fire that's going on today. This is obviously a homeowner's policy issue.
earthquake policies are totally different, and they're not cheap.
No.
I think we're paying about $2,500 a year for ours.
It could be $2,500, and it could be more. And again, even after you pay that, it's not dollar one coverage. So you might be paying that every year. And when an earthquake hits, if it's not catastrophic, you might have no coverage at all because your damage might not exceed the 15%.
Okay. Now, dealing with an insurance company, and I have to tell you that most of the independent observations I've heard are that you got to tussle with them. They're not necessarily going to just write you a blank check like they do when the cameras are rolling and they want to look good to the audience. So how do you do that? Are claims sometimes going on for years when people have fire damage or earthquake damage?
Yes, they can go on for a long time, and there will be disputes. And I've got colleagues and friends who have a simple covered loss, and it can go on for a couple years. And during that period, your house is not the way you want to. So it's very disruptive.
Yeah, Bob, over the years after the quake, too, I'm still actually finding earthquake damage. But what happened?
20 years later, you're still finding damage.
You're finding damage that people didn't know about. If they didn't sell their house and they didn't have a full inspection, sure, they don't know that their foundation is cracked, their chimney is broken, a lot of significant damage. But what happened is their insurance company came out, they walked around and said, you know what, it looks like you don't have enough to meet your deductible, so you don't really have a claim. And people just accepted that. And for years, people didn't know that they had significant damage. If you had a $30,000 or $40,000 deductible, you could take your block walls, your flat concrete work, and your chimney, and maybe a couple of foundation cracks. You met your deductible right there, and everything else would have been covered. So you really, a lot of people did not get paid for what they should have.
And by the way, Robert Berg, is there a statute of limitations once you've had a claims adjuster come out and assess the damage that you find later? Can you refile a claim, like you can redo your taxes and refile your taxes up for 3 years?
Well, that is a very interesting point, because there is a statute of limitations on an insurance policy. Well, on any contract, there's a four-year statute of limitations. However, for Loma Prieta...
Four years.
Yes, but for Loma Prieta, as we talked about earlier about good publicity and what have you, for Loma Prieta and for Northridge, the governor stepped in and extended the statute of limitations for those catastrophic losses.
Did they do it in Northridge?
They did, and I remember actually at the time we were getting letters constantly for, you know, 5-6 years later even, from attorneys and structural engineers that were offering to come in for free and reassess the damage and then go back and look at your policy to see if you actually got what you were supposed to from your earthquake damage.
All right, John Wilhelm is here along with attorney Robert Berg. I'm Bob McCormick on Money 101, our special edition. We'll have a live update for you on the Glendora fire and more coverage on the 20-year-old event that is still haunting a lot of people, Northridge, because we know it's going to happen again. If you have a question about dealing with your insurance company, maybe you've had a little bit of a tussle trying to get a claim paid on your homeowners, Robert Berg is here to help. Want to know about repairs that are done and what it needs to be done, what it's going to cost you to bring your home up to code? 888-539-2980. It's toll-free on Money 101. That's 888-539-2980. I'm Bob McCormick. This is Money 101, home of the Los Angeles Clippers, KFWB, News Talk 980.